Oh, hello. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. My name is Jubilee Nkechinere-Ahazie, and I attend the Graduate Institute of Geneva, and I'm currently working on a capstone project in partnership with the OHCHR on access to COVID-19 vaccines as it relates to the right to health and to development. My question is for Professor Obi Agnam. As you mentioned, the IP waiver proposed by South Africa and India was proposed in October of 2020, and we are currently now in October of 2021. My question is, do you believe that the time has passed in order for an IP waiver to be truly effective? And additionally, outside of this waiver, would you have any other recommendations in order to support low and middle income countries that are attempting and willing to develop vaccines in their own countries? Thank you.